And since we're dealing with fermions, we have to now use the Fermi function instead of the Bose-Einstein function. And the Fermi function looks like this, where it's 1 over 1 plus some exponential function of the energy minus the chemical potential over kBT. And since whenever you're working with a particle with a mass, there's a finite chemical potential that has to be in the problem. We avoided this with bosons because we only talked about things with zero mass, phonons and photons. And so the chemical potential was zero. But if you have a mass, then you get this chemical potential. And the Fermi function, when you plot it, looks something like this. For energies much lower than the chemical potential, the probability that the state is occupied is 1. So this 1 goes on to minus infinity. Any energies below the chemical potential, the Fermi function says, they would all be occupied. Then at zero temperature, it's a step function at the chemical potential. And above the chemical potential, they're not occupied. At higher temperatures, there are some unoccupied states below the chemical potential and some occupied states above the chemical potential. And the occupation is described by the Fermi function. Okay, so next time what I will do is use this to try to calculate the thermodynamic properties. We already have the density of states, and we have the Fermi function. So the internal energy will be the integral over energy of the energy times the number of states at that energy times the probability that that state is occupied. That will give us the internal energy. And once we can get the internal energy, we can calculate a bunch of other properties for electrons. Okay, but we'll stop here now.